As the New York State Fair gets underway, immigration rights advocates are calling attention to the need for undocumented farm workers to be able to drive. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, undocumented immigrants are currently barred from obtaining a driver's license.
Victor Hernandez, a dairy farm worker in upstate New York, says when he got into accidents while on the job, the owner of the farm, his boss, never took him to a hospital. He says if he had access to a driver's license, he could have gone to the hospital immediately instead of waiting 3 days later and paying someone to take him. Undocumented immigrants in New York used to be able to apply for a driver's license, but that ended after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Now, supporters of the Green Light campaign want Governor Andrew Cuomo to sign an executive order. While there is legislation in the Assembly, it did not come up for a vote yet this year. Rachel May, who is running in the Democratic primary against State Senator Dave Valesky, says it is an incredible hardship for those who are undocumented.
One of the things we did was bring them bicycles because they had no access to grocery stores or hospitals or the basic needs. And here were people who were working 13 hours a day, and I couldn't even imagine how they then would get on a bicycle in the hills and valleys of central New York and go to these distant grocery stores.
Advocates also called on Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh for his support. The Walsh administration says they are reviewing the proposal. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.